This is JIS News. Coming up, facilities upgraded at Almondtown Infant School, government set to undertake major ICT initiative, and Jamaica gearing up to host 2013 CARIFTA Swimming and Water Polo Championships. The details after this message.
The teacher wonders, but she doesn't ask.
Child abuse is physical, emotional, sexual.
Child abuse is neglect.
Child abuse hurts.
Report what you see, hear, or suspect. Call 1-888-PROTECT. But her dreams give her wings and she flies to... Now the news. Close to 80 students at the Almondtown Infant School in Kingston are now benefiting from new facilities thanks to the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, and the European Union. Under the EU-funded Poverty Reduction Programme 2, managed by JSIF, some $45 million was spent to upgrade the facilities at the school. Managing Director of JSIF, Scarlett Gillings, in handing over the facilities, noted that the project aimed to provide well-equipped areas intended to boost both the academic and personal development of the students.
The work that has been completed here is intended to create a new story, hopefully, of achievement for boys and girls. The safe environment here, such that we have partnered to produce and complete today, hopefully should go a long way in creating valuable experiences for the children and family using these facilities.
The upgraded facilities were officially handed over in a ceremony at the school on Wednesday. The Factories Corporation of Jamaica will be taking the necessary steps to ensure the requirements stipulated by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, for approved scrap metal sites are implemented. This was disclosed by Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton, in a statement to the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Reports in the media have outlined that these scrap metal sites were being operated without the requisite environmental permit. However, Minister Hilton says this was a clear misunderstanding, based on a lack of clarity arising from the recent changes in the operating structure. He says Cabinet had initially approved a single central site, but based on discussions with the Scrap Metal Federation, the decision was taken to have three multi-user sites.
It was agreed that these three sites would be managed by the Factories Corporation of Jamaica. The understanding was that the owners of the sites had or would have obtained the requisite permit from NEPA. Now that there's clarity concerning the NEPA requirements, the Factories Corporation of Jamaica has taken steps to immediately address the issue.
Minister Hilton says the government has no intention to breach any laws or policy and will be adhering to the requirements and conditions of NEPA. The government is moving to use information and communication technology, ICT, to improve efficiencies within the administration. These efforts are set to begin in March with the implementation of a major project.
There's going to be a dramatic change in the way the government utilizes ICTs that will transform how we use computer technology to enable business with the government, to make the government far more efficient, and to have people with greater access to the government.
Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell. He says this measure is part of the thrust to make it easier to do business with the government. Minister Paulwell adds that the move will also make government less prone to impropriety, as the use of the computer facilitates transparency. And Jamaica's economy and tourism product are expected to receive a major boost with the staging of the 2013 CARIFTA Swimming and Water Polo Championships, March 30 to April 3. Minister with Responsibility for Sports, Natalie Nita Headley, during her presentation at the launch of the championships on Wednesday, said a successful staging will open doors to further opportunities for the island.
800 athletes coming from overseas, in addition to parents, coaches, supporters, swimming clubs that will come with it, the media that will follow them. We have something like 2,500 hotel rooms in Kingston, so you can imagine what the value added is going to be. And I look forward to joining you down in Discovery Bay for the addition of the open water swimming aspect of these championships.
The CARIFTA 2013 Swimming and Water Polo Championships will see athletes participating in swimming, water polo, and open water swimming. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.